So I will agree with Heidi on in that our responsibility, your responsibility, is for fiduciary responsibility ultimately. And that's exactly why I believe you are pursuing looking at a project labor agreement. It's exactly for that reason. As far as prevailing wage, as we know, that's going to get paid anyway. So the fact that we are going to be able to look at local hire, we are going to be able to look at people in this community getting the money to be able to bring back to this community and not hiring an outside a contractor from Texas or Arizona. The fact that we already have proof in this county of several situations where we clearly have had a change, a lowering, a decrease in change orders. Money has been saved. So I just really appreciate that we are doing project labor. We are looking at the project labor agreement. And I think that people have the ability to put their input into it right now. It's the same as the oversight committee. They have the ability every single time to come to the board meetings or to email the board or to leave them voicemails giving their opinion, just like every other resident. I don't understand how anyone can say that they're somehow not being asked, just like I go every time to fill out my speaker slip, but I know I can also do it by email if I use email. So I think that there's... people have the ability, and I wish that they would please use it. We want as much feedback, and I know that that's what the board wants. And Ms. Janet, we want as much feedback as possible in making these decisions. Thank you. Gloria Smith.
Hello, everybody. What I want to talk about here is the process that we're all a part of and what it means to maintain all the steps in the process. We all know there's history in Sweetwater that's entirely unpleasant. Nobody wants to go back there again. Nobody wants to make mistakes when you have the opportunity to learn from your mistakes. What we need to do is listen to one another. We need to not sidestep the opportunity to listen. We don't want to shut anybody out. We have to make sure that we take all the steps that are necessary to make reasonable decisions. Now, listening to the community is important. Listening to the bond oversight committee is important. I really think it's almost frightening for me to hear that people on the board feel threatened when people ask questions and wonder about decisions and look closely at the process that is being before them. This is the democratic process. If you don't like the democratic process, you don't have to be here. If you're afraid of it, then by all means, step down. Because democracy is messy. It's sometimes ugly. It's sometimes unkind. But as they say, you know, it's the best thing we've got going. Find something better. Tell us all about it. Don't mess with our democracy. Don't try to narrow the scope of the Bond Oversight Committee. Don't try to stifle and restrict input, because if you do, you will earn the enmity and unhappiness of your community, which you do not want. So I urge you to listen carefully to all of us here. Don't think you have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. If your job is important to you, that's terrific. If your union is important to you, that's terrific. Right now, when we're here, it's the community and the schools that are important. And that's what we need to remember. Thank you.
Hello, Roy Clark.
Hi. Yes, the community is very important. We are looking and hoping to do the right thing, to not forget that we're here for the students. And it is all about the students. With that, I want to say, anytime that I think back of to when I went to school, I remember one very clear thing. In every single class, they always said and advised, make sure to take notes, to listen carefully to what they're saying, and to ask for proof or data. Whether it's math, whether it's history, you want to look back at history, you want to look at numbers, you want to look at everything before you make a decision. That way you will make a well-informed decision. That way people will know that you're a smart person. I would like to see the community be treated as a community of smart people. I think that the community and everyone else needs to see this data and all of these claims and all of this proof for how we came to decide that PLAs was the ultimate best choice for the district. I'm not against unions. I was married to a union member. My daughter is a union member at Solar Turbines. I just believe that not only the union members deserve a livable wage, everyone deserves it, but everyone else also deserves an opportunity to work in their own community. And I can tell you one thing. My daughter doesn't work in Chula Vista. She has to drive up to San Diego. My ex-husband didn't always work in Chula Vista. Sometimes he has to drive up to Escondido. So I've heard that we were going to be ensuring that our local people will be working here. Well, how can you guarantee that? Are we going to see that in writing? I picked that up too. Hey, if I can see it in writing, please. It is very important that we keep an open mind to who are we meant to serve. And I think that the client in this case is the student. I have seen the district, and I've been hearing the district make decisions of how to spend money, how to improve the district. But sadly, what I haven't seen is how are we going to improve learning in the classroom? We could be increasing the number of teachers to ensure that the classrooms have less than 30 students per classroom at every level, not only the schools that have some kind of program where students, one class can have 15 students and the next class have 60. We can have the teacher aides hired. We can redistribute the funding in a way that is going to go directly to affect student learning, to improve and close the achievement gap. And sadly, we have to meet here and be talking about whether a PLA decision was the good, right decision or not, because the public was left out. And unfortunately, it goes against what has been preached for the last few months. If we say that the public is important, that everyone is, oh, and I'm going to have to say this before I have to finish. Respect is valuing the participation, the time, and the work done by people. So when the DOC does a lot of work and we do not acknowledge it, or we don't think that their input will be important, that is lack of respect, in my opinion. And that displays maybe it's not the right intention of the board, but it displays an intention of the board, unfortunately. I would like to ask that if at the very least, by our next DLAC meeting, we can have something that I can give to the parents as terms of any kind of research, data, anything that was used to come up with a decision, so that when I tell the parents that, but in my report,